I'm Alexander Hamilton, founding father and notorious rib man. At TGI Fridays, get a full rack of ribs for just $10. That's one Hamilton, me, for a full rack of Jack Daniels or Friday's signature barbecue ribs. Who invented the half rack of ribs anyway? The half-wit?
Hurry in for a full rack of ribs or our $10 summer grill entrees. Valid on select items for a limited time. Only at participating locations. Dine-in only. Price does not include tax or gratuity. Not valid with any other offer.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights with Charlotte Spicer. Spirituality and Metaphysics Talk Radio, featuring A Course in Miracles, Dream Interpretation, Guided Meditation, and the Psychic and Metaphysics Free-for-All. It's your opportunity to consult with a professional psychic medium, discuss past lives, the chakras, and more. We are non-denominational, and there are no limits. Want to change your life? You must first change your mind. No matter your religious structure, cultivate peace in your reality through self-awareness with an authentic spiritual teacher. And now, your host, Charlotte Spicer.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights, everyone. Medical, intuitive, and energetic healer Jimmy Mack joins me today as special guest co-host in his second installment this month to assist you in any area that needs healing. He heals body, mind, spirit, people, places, things, pets, and situations, so call in with your question. If you prefer a full private session with Jimmy, visit his website, jimmymackhealing.com, and you'll find an array of products and services. Send him an email at info@jimmymackhealing.com, and you'll receive some valuable free gifts. I'd like to welcome anyone who was just listening to us a couple hours ago on Jimmy's new show, The Jimmy Mack Healing Show, on Blog Talk Radio with Goldilocks Productions. If you would like to tune into his show, if you're accustomed to hearing him on this show, you can go to his website. Again, it's jimmymackhealing.com. You'll love his new show and all the great people that call in. So welcome everybody who's tuning in to this broadcast. As always, if you enjoy today's show and have yet to send in your comments and testimonials about the services you receive on the air, visit spiritualinsightsradio.com, and upon receipt of your message, you'll receive a free guided meditation MP3 to incorporate into your spiritual practices. So I have just a couple announcements, let you know what's going on with the show and where we're headed, and then I'll bring Jimmy on the air to take your calls. First of all, when I bring you on the air, in addition to whatever spiritual advice comes through for you via me, after Jimmy works on your issue, I may be guided to do a mini heart clearing for you. What that is I go in and into the heart center and identify emotions that are residuals from childhood and primary blocks to your ability to move forward. So I may do that. And what that entails is remote viewing, looking into the heart center and then removing that energy and possibly replacing it with a better substitute, such as love, peace, self-love, and self-esteem. That's all good stuff. Why I'm doing this is what happens is while we may delve deeply into forgiveness work as we go into adulthood and learn to function more normally, the emotions and perceptions we experience in childhood remain, as I mentioned, a residual in the heart center, resulting in negative patterns, self-sabotaging behaviors, despite our best attempts at success in any area, and for many of us, a deep lingering sadness that is difficult to identify its source, and feelings of low self-worth. So I want to be able to help you with that, so we'll do that quickly. But this is also an opportunity to invite the Holy Spirit to come into your heart. You can do that mentally. He generally knows your answer already, and I'm finding he's jumping in. My clients are reporting a very deep feeling of peace, increased money or business, and an overall feeling of enthusiasm for life, which is really good to hear. The full session generally takes well over an hour, depending on the severity of your experiences. But if you would like a full session, I've officially put that on the website. And visit spiritualinsightsradio.com for a full description. If you have any questions, let me know. Okay, number two. Recently, you may have heard my very powerful segment with Danielle Gibbons, who is a channel for Mother Mary, also known as the Blessed Mother. I've invited Danielle to join the team, and she and I have worked out a schedule for her to teach and bring Mother Mary through on a monthly basis. So I'm very excited to announce this very special addition to the portion of the show called Guidance from Spirit, channeled messages from ascended beings to help you live more fully. Mother joins Abram the Mayan shaman, not together but on different days, who is channeled by Tom Masseri, and they will be the leaders in what I'm calling this new masterclass on Spiritual Insights Radio. She will teach on the topic of spirituality, and Abram will explore the metaphysical side of life and the universe. I hope you'll tune in on the second Tuesday and second Wednesday of the month for these segments. Full information and the schedule can be found at the website. As always, let me know if you have any questions, and you will have an opportunity to suggest topics on either side, but I have to be very careful about that. Just go to the website and check out the information I put together, and we'll move forward from there and make it the best possible for everyone. Well, Jimmy, it's nice to talk to you again. Haven't talked to you in a couple hours. I had a great time on your show. Thank you for having me. Hi, Jimmy, are you with us?
I can hear you.
Oh, sorry about that. I had you in the screen room.
That's okay.
Okay.
No worries.
Oh, great. So,
glad to be
again,
here.
Thanks for having me on your show today. I much enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, you bet.
It's great to kick back.
Yeah.
And
thanks for being on the show today. I appreciate it. It's great.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great.
We always have fun, you and me. So, yeah. And, you know,
people don't
realize, I mean, this is really a love of service. We're out there giving it away. You know, your show, my show, a lot of the stuff you'll give away. And same with mine, people that write me, email me. We send them all kinds of free stuff, free ebooks. I mean, you name it, healings and different things. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's definitely a love of service. And I appreciate you having me on your show as well.
Mm. It's a pleasure to do it with somebody that, you know, you have such a big heart and you know so much. You are one of the most highly certified people I've ever met. But it's interesting that you just said the word give it away, because I was thinking about that earlier after I got off your show.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess this is why. Did I ever tell you the story about why I launched my show?
Tell me. Tell everybody.
It was, you know, in 2013, and at the time I had been teaching my Course of Miracles and guided meditation classes at a yoga studio in Orlando. And Jesus gave me the message that he wanted me to shut down my classes, and I was rather upset at the news. And I was driving down the street, and I'm a big observer of traffic patterns, and, you know, anything that happens outside of me I see as a reflection of something going on beneath the surface. So I just basically rolled a question around in my mind as I was driving. I said, you know, what am I going to do with all this information I've had? I've studied so much stuff from the age of a kid. Like in my teens, like I covered tarot and astrology, runes, dream interpretation, and colors, numbers, of course, everything. I've explored a lot of different topics. So, okay, so I know a lot about a lot, but what do I do with all this information? So this white car pulled up ahead of me and very politely put on their turn signal and eased in front of my car. And the license plate said, give it away.
I love it.
And
yeah.
When I got home, I checked in. I said, okay, what do you want me to do? He says, I want you to start a radio show. I need you on a broader platform. The small classes are holding you back. I said, yes, I'll do it. And boom, that was it. That was it.
Love it.
So, isn't that great? Good stuff.
I love it. That's a great story.
I have a bag of funnies to share. Okay, well, if you don't have any announcements, I am happy to go to the phones, okay?
Love it. Anytime.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go to the phones. Please make sure you are in a very quiet environment, free of noise, wind, traffic, discussions, or other distractions to improve the integrity of the archive. Have pen and paper ready in case we want you to write something down. Jimmy makes lots of suggestions on a lot of matters. And here is the lineup. Area code 952, you're up first, followed by area code 203, then 415, then 352. I will refresh the list as I go. When I bring you on the air, please state your name and where you're calling from. And here we go. Area code 952, welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you from?
Hello, I'm Julie from Minneapolis.
Hi, Julie. Welcome. What is your question for Jimmy today?
My question is a situation question. It's resolving a relationship problem. It's my daughter's relationship that got broken up, but it's affecting the family because he up and left her after 7 years. So the whole family's up in Hevel after the last year and a half, and he's moved on, getting married, and their family's fighting with us. So it's just a real nasty situation here.
That's a shame.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry to hear that. So you're saying he's moved on and getting married?
Yeah, he found somebody a month before he broke up with her and just walked away after 7 years. And they weren't married. They were 16 to 23.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Well, you know, as hard as it is for us to hear, generally that has to do with us. And as quick as we possibly can, I would probably be just throwing this out there. Again, it sounds harsh, but I would be cutting ties with all of them and healing up as far as your side of the family as quickly as possible. You know, those types of years and that arrangement, that relationship, certainly feels like an investment in time, you know. And so women often think, oh, but I got so many years in this thing. And men are like, you know, often what's for lunch, what's for dinner, where are we going to go to the movies, you know. And so it sounds harsh to hear it on the onset. But I don't want, you know, if it's your daughter laying around for another, bemoaning that, you know, for another years and years and years. So as quickly as you could probably cut all communication with that whole crew, the better off and the faster everybody's going to heal. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. And I hate to have to tell you that, and I just kind of cringe when I hear all that, but I'm giving you direct from spirit what this isn't a Jimmy Mac thing. This is a what they would tell you to do. It's almost like he's cut ties and gone on with his life. He's made his decision. So as quickly as you guys possibly can, you know, there is a mourning period to get over this relationship, the hurt, they call it. Drama, trauma, mystery, intrigue, chaos, and upset, and there's all that, and I get all that, but as quickly as she can get past all that and the family too, the better off you all are going to be, okay, because it feels like a time investment in the bank, but it's really not. You know, these things, we're not promised anything, as you well know. So I just want to send a lot of healing right now. There's anything you and I have to do per se, but I certainly want to give you some healing in the relationship department. And also with the family, and it doesn't show as family for her as much as it is relationships. So I tell you what you do. You email me info@jimmymackhealing.com, and I'm going to send you an audio MP3 to listen to. Okay. And especially for, it's your daughter, correct?
Correct.
Correct. Yeah. So it doesn't, does it show as relationships or family? Yeah, it's relationships. So just email me after the show here, and we'll send you out. It's normally, I think it's an $87 product, but it's an audio MP3. They take about 6 months to a year for me to even create from spirit. And you're going to want to listen to it. If your daughter's unopposed to listening to it, I would gift it to her. If for any reason she doesn't want to deal with it, then you could actually listen to it for her. And all it is me going through word tracks and creating some releases for you all. But the quicker you can kind of mourn the death of this relationship and move on, the healthier everybody's going to be. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And I know it's hurtful and I know it's horrible, and we go through all these different emotions and how could he, and we hate him, we love him, we love hating him, we hate loving him, you know, just we go through all that stuff just as humans. But the quicker she can go out with friends, enjoy family and get on with her life, the faster she's going to end up with somebody else. And really, if it makes you feel any better, by the way, they're saying this, if she had ended up marrying him, it wouldn't have worked out. So she would have only had about 2 years into the marriage, and it would have all blown up anyway. So I'd almost rather it be like this. And we can never know every little thing. Does that make sense? But
yes.
It's almost like you got saved a lot of heartache and a lot of hurt by it winding up this way. And that's rough to hear at this time, and I just dread having to tell you that, but that's how it shows up. My sweet Italian Catholic friend used to say, there but by the grace of God go I. So point is, it's almost like she dodged the bullet and never heard the gun, okay? So it's one of those things where she would like to be all in, and I don't feel like he is. So who knows how long even this will last with this one. Do you see what I mean? And so, but I'd rather her be happy than all of us be right, if that makes sense. So, Charlotte,
can I just ask
you got anything?
A quick question?
Well, yeah,
sure. Just a quick question. Can she, will someone come through for her that will be more long-lasting?
There's no question. Yeah. I don't even get, within the next 90 days, she's going to meet someone new, but she's got to get out there. You know, I deal with relationships and people and women morning, noon, and night on the phone and Skype and in person. And, you know, I tell all the beautiful women, you can't lay on the couch and watch TV and, you know, eat chocolates, and because the only person that's going to come to the door might be FedEx or UPS or the mailman, you know, and the odds of you opening the door and saying, oh my God, where have you been all my life, you know, are slim and none. So she's got to get out there. She's got to kind of lick her wounds, if you will, and get out there with her friends. And I feel like in the next 90 days, she's going to meet someone, and it's almost like she dodged the bullet and never heard the gun, if that makes sense. So, you know, she's going to end up, I believe, with somebody even better than this guy. So, does that help?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Yeah,
very
I'm
much.
Telling you what's going to happen, and it's almost like all she's got to do, you know, and we go through those places almost like mourning the death of the relationship, and I get that, and we've all been there, we've all done it. If you haven't, then you haven't lived. But by the same token, let's go, hey, come join us for this pool barbecue. She's going to go, I don't feel like doing that, and I'm sad. And you got to tell her, get your butt out there and, you know, wear your best stuff and put on some makeup and stay in the mix, because you are one turning around and backing into somebody else away from, you know, oh my God, right? And the next deal that was even better than this one. So remind her of that as well, okay? It's almost like you need to be her cheerleader too, by the way.
Okay.
You know, you need to tell her to get back out there and, you know, date, go out with friends, you know, be around people, and she will come out of this, like I said, in about 90 days. Char, you want to jump in?
Yeah, I have a couple things to add, not a whole lot, Julie,
mm-hmm.
but just to say that, you know, I can feel your heartbreak
mm-hmm.
for the family unit and for your daughter. I can feel your heartbreaking, and I know it's difficult. And I know, you know, like Jimmy says, you know, we dread saying this stuff sometimes, but the fact is, someday she's going to look back and realize that she stayed in the relationship longer than it was supposed to be. Relationships go in 7-year cycles, and if you can't get over that 7-year hump and get to that next 7-year cycle, it falls apart. But, you know, when people get together as kids at 16, they rarely even make it over the 21-year-old mark. And so she got a couple more years in here. She probably saw the signs, but because of her level of commitment and familiarity, she just stayed in there. And then he chose a really lousy way to end it, and which adds, you know, insult to injury, instead of coming to a mutual agreement and then weaning yourself off the relationship. So it was a shock to everybody's system, and I understand that. But someday she is going to look back with newly acquired wisdom and realize that it was meant to be, that they not last forever, but that they spend a number of years growing up together. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
She'll get there. She'll
it
get
does.
There. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like Jimmy said, you have to be her cheerleader, and I think Jimmy's product is your answer. I don't think there's anything I can do for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All righty.
Okay. Thank you, and I will get hold of Jimmy. Thank you again for your help.
You're welcome.
You bet. Thank you.
And take good care.
It's going to take time, but you guys will do better. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's a shame. I can feel the heartache. Okay, mm-hmm. Area
code
203. I know. Area code 203, bringing you live on the air. What's your name and where are you from? Hi there. Oops, wrong one. Sorry. Boy, my goodness. Get it together, Spicer. Area code 203. Mm-hmm. Hi, what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, this is Pat again from Connecticut.
Hey, I
want to connect with you guys again. I'm having such a hard time with life right now. I just want to talk to you guys some more, and I don't know, see if you see anything I can't remember if I asked you if I'm going to get an apartment that I've requested. It would help me with finances and.
Okay, is that the most pressing issue at the moment? Because I do have a lot of people on the line hoping to get through, so
yeah,
I can spend a little bit of time with you. Not a whole lot, though. But is this your
I
most
understand.
Pressing issue? This apartment.
I understand. Yes, it's a place where I'm volunteering down below at an arts place, and I've sent the company a letter asking if they would rent me their apartment above.
Okay.
It tests pretty good right now. Certainly within the next 60 days, so that's highly possible.
Okay.
You know, but we'll see on that. And I feel like you got a lot of stuff going on. You know, my friend used to say, if you're surrounded by rattlesnakes and you try to fight them all at one time, one will bite you and you will die. So you've got to kind of take these things one thing at a time, and your energy feels obviously scattered, and you know that. You know, stay out of as much as you can being in a huff about, you know, I see you huffing and puffing about just energetically about all these different things. So you just got to take them methodically one little bit at a time, honey. And if you do that, you actually slow down the cadence of spirit. You know, when you're hyped up and, you know, oh my God, I got to hurry up and do this, hurry up and do that. It's like spirit goes, well, I guess she can handle more stuff. Let's fling five more things at her. But if you actually slow down, almost like a Tai Chi move, and slow things down a great deal, which, by the way, would work great for you. You need to look into Tai Chi, Qigong, you know, yoga would be great for you, any of those things. That would slow down all this hurry, hurry, hurry. Because when I hear your voice, it sounds like it's in crisis, okay?
And
all that's going to begat is more crisis. Does that make sense? Okay?
It does.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Pat. What were you saying? And then I'm going to do a little something for you.
It's just hard to believe that it brings in more crisis when I'm trying so hard to, you know, improve my life. But I keep hearing that, so.
Okay.
Well, I'm just letting you know energetically that's what happens. If we race everywhere, you know, we wind up feeling depleted. We run out of energy. We're tired. We're thirsty. We're hungry. And instead, I would bring more energy into myself and my awareness and I would allow things to come to me and deal with them one at a time.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So here's what I want to do, Pat. My first concern is this. When we feel this way, all of us, I want everyone to listen to this very closely. When we feel down or sad or self-punishing, depressed, you know, when we're walking around in that emotional muck, that attracts more negativity to us. We don't mean to do that, but energetically, that is the law of the universe. Like attracts like, so it attracts different forms of negative energy, whether it's an argument or a person or a situation or even a dark thought form that attaches to our energy field. So what I'd like to do, Pat, is put some feelings into your heart, which are meant to counterbalance your feelings, but also to protect you from any negativity coming at you and piling onto you or possibly tripping you up. On my website, under the products and services, there are free downloads, and there's a prayer for divine protection.
Okay.
Say that prayer, because that way Jesus, and as he describes God as his father, can get in there and put up a barrier between you and the outside negativity, and that can work for you. But right now, if you would sit up, take a deep breath, I'd like to put this nice, beautiful ball of energy into your heart center to hopefully make you feel better. If you resist it, you won't. But if you go with it, you could probably feel better by tomorrow morning, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It is comprised of centeredness, faith, trust, spiritual vision, balance, harmony, freedom. And I'm going to wrap it all up in a ball of excitement, okay?
Thank you.
Nice layer of excitement. Beautiful. I offer this in peace to my sister. Give it a second. A little bit of resistance there. Take a deep breath and relax. It's in. Okay, so you're good. I'm going to seal that up, and hopefully that will calm you. Tell me how you feel right now.
Hopeful.
Okay, hopeful. Better.
I'm going to
go. Take a deep breath. How's your breathing?
It tends to be tight. I'm breathing deeply.
Okay. There's a lot of tension there.
Yeah.
And when we're stressed, the first thing to be affected is the breath, then the vocal cords. And you know, but you'll start to feel it. Be very good to yourself tonight. Get the information on the website with regard to these clearings. It's called Heart Clearing Session Support Information. That's a free download as well. Read that and incorporate some of the practices. I've taken them, some from Jimmy, some from me, some from Joni. I put that together to support the profound changes you may feel in the coming days because of what I did, okay?
It's called Heart What?
Heart Clearing Session Support Information, and it says if you had a session on the air, this is the document I'm talking about right below it.
Okay, and what's the prayer again?
The prayer is also a document. It's called Divine Protection, and you'll see it, Divine Protection Prayer, and then you just download it. It's a PDF,
thank
okay?
You so much. God bless
you're very
you
welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take good care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sweetheart. Okay. Let me refresh. Area code 415, then 352, then 619. 415 bringing you live. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, this is Catherine from California.
Hi, Catherine. What's your question for Jimmy today?
I feel that I'm ready for a new relationship to come in, and if you guys see more clearing, I've been doing a lot of clearing and forgiving of everything in the past, and I'm ready to start anew.
Good.
Okay. Great. You want to stand up, rock some stuff out?
Yes.
Okay. So if you stand up, face due north.
Okay.
Sun comes up in the east, turn to the left, strong mountain pose in yoga. You want about a foot in between your feet. Going to pull you forward for yes and push you backwards for no. So start with my name is Catherine.
My name is Catherine.
You'll feel the drift forward.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but if you say my name is Nemo the fish, or in this case Dory the fish, we'll pull you back.
My name is Dory. Yep.
Feel the drift backwards? Awesome. So I'm just going to do one, I'm guided to do one big elongated prayer for you. So I'll just say some things, and then it's going to feel like somebody's pushing you forward and filling you up, okay?
Right.
So we're going to do believe, think, know, and feel. Ready, willing, and able, know when, where, how, and why, to be open to a relationship here, now. It's ideal for her. Strengthen all that. Pull her straight forward when you're done. And it's going to feel like somebody's pulling you straight forward and filling you up, and it'll bring you back to neutral when it's done. Here it goes. And some people equate it to hang gliding or snow ski jumping, but it's going to pull you forward, and it's going to pull, and all of a sudden it'll let you come back to neutrality here in a second.
Yeah, it's still pulling.
Yep, and then once it's through pulling, it's going to release you back to neutrality in the middle, and you'll know when it's done. That's just us filling you up with the highest probability of the ideal relationship for you and for your partner as well. Here we go. You feel it?
Yeah, that's strong. I had to like hang on to the dresser.
I know. Welcome to my world. Okay. Maybe Shar can jump in for you as well.
Yep, I'm going to jump in there, Catherine. Do I have permission to go into your heart center to see what the primary block is in this area?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. All right. The biggest thing is neglect and rejection. And I think, and this is from your childhood, but what I think how it manifested is how, you know how we all operate a certain way in relationships? What that did was as you got older, you getting into romantic partnerships with people, you tended to overdo it in relationships thinking that you had to be more than who you are. You had to give 200% in order for them to acknowledge 100%. That's true?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you done with
this? I was a rescuer. I mean, I know I've cleared that pattern, but yeah, I would save people.
Okay. As long as this residual is in there, it may attract a person that would be a great person, but still has that need to be saved, or it might trigger your tendency to want to do that. When people are actually fine on their own, we don't need to rescue them. And we do that, we rescue them in an attempt to rescue ourselves. So if I get that out of there, that eliminates that component that might bring somebody with that element. Okay?
Great.
All right. So I'm going to reach in, take a deep breath, relax, open your heart center as big as you can. I'll do this gently, but if you feel any sort of discomfort, let me know. Okay, that's out. Now I'm just going to do a general sweep of any underlying negative emotions, patterns, or behaviors. Done. While we're here, would you like the Holy Spirit to come in?
Yes.
Yep, he's already in. As soon as I say it, boom, done. Okay, he's in. Good. Let me take a look here. Chakra's in pretty good shape. Not bad. Okay, so I'm just going to seal this up.
Yeah, I saw an aqua green, like a really nice tea green kind of color.
Very nice. That what happens is this, as I do this, and I really have the pleasure of watching the most beautiful light show. Because if I reach in energetically and say I pull out like a big ball of guilt or a big ball of abandonment, they appear as like rocks. As soon as I pull that out, there's like a burst of color, like pink for self-love or the green like you're describing. That takes that negative energy out of the heart center, and now your heart center can operate at its normal rate of speed and process love and money energy or whatever you want to do a little more more normally, because that big heaviness is gone now. Make sense?
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Take a deep breath. Tell me how you feel.
Yeah,
a little
like,
easier to breathe?
Yeah, a deeper breath. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
like
it's a little easier to breathe.
It went all the way down in my
stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. That's the proper way to breathe. Okay, that's what I have for you. And just the general warning, where if, as we release heavy experiences and heavy emotions, the body will follow suit. So if your body releases wherever, from wherever, if sinuses, eyes, or frequent trips to the bathroom, allow that to take place. Trust your body. It has its own intelligence. It knows what's happening. Your subconscious mind is going to be clearing and making profound changes for you. Take note of any changes in your perception. If something from the past comes up, you can look at it anew with new spiritual eyes and get that document. Because that was pretty heavy. That was really heavy for you. So get the document on the website for the support. You got salt baths. You've got the prayer. You're doing all good stuff to facilitate this. And I bet, hey, let me do this. Hey, Jimmy, I'm going to toss this back to you. Go back in now for an after, like a before and after, and see if anything has shifted to where additional information comes through now that that heaviness is out of there.
It also feels like safe and comfortable to have a relationship is no. And we're just going to change all that to yes real quick. And
okay.
It's going to pull her straight forward.
Got it.
Right now, watch this. You can say it's safe and comfortable for me to be involved in a relationship. It's going to pull you backwards. Feel
kind
it?
Of straight up. Straight, a little more, yeah, straight
yeah.
up and down.
But it's not
backwards.
There. You
yeah.
see my point?
It's, yeah, it's not
so
forward.
Now I'm going to
yeah.
change it.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to change it, and it's going to board really hard, okay?
Safe and comfortable. Yeah.
There you go. Feel the difference?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Catherine, you have to forgive her, honey. And on that website, you'll also find another pair that will come in very useful, okay?
Could you say the website one more time?
Sure. It's spiritualinsightsradio.com, and it's a prayer to forgive mother.
Great. Thank you.
It's very helpful. You're welcome. Good luck to you. And I hope you continue to tune in for more stuff.
Yes, I sure will. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thanks. Great healing energy today. All right. Area code 352. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Glenn.
Did you say Glenn?
Can you hear me? Glenn.
Yes. Gwen. And are you
Glenn,
in Central Florida? Oh, I'm sorry. L-Y-N-N. Are you in Central Florida?
Yes, Ocala.
Oh, okay. And what is your question for Jimmy today, dear?
There's a whole lot. So if I could open it up to you, can I do that? Because
there's so much. Well,
yes, there,
is there any one issue in particular that would be most beneficial? Like a life event?
My house is in trouble. My house is in trouble. My business is in trouble. My family, my money, my love. I'm really messed up right now.
So you're in crisis as well. Okay.
Yes, serious.
Okay, let me have Jimmy start. Jimmy, is there, like you did with the previous caller, an anti-crisis?
Yeah, I feel like, when they're in that much crisis and everything's going sideways, it doesn't test as drama, by the way. It's traumatic. It almost feels like injuries. Does that make sense? It's almost feeling like wherever you turn, it's like catastrophic.
Yes.
Like you don't have some flat tire. They tell you you need 4 new tires. You're on that track,
you
right?
You got that. I know.
And I'm just telling you what they're saying, honey. And I hear your sadness, and you know, I get it. And so, you know, kind of the joke is when things are this bad, there's only one way to go, and that's up, okay? And so I want things to improve for you tremendously. So why don't you go ahead and stand up, face due north, and we'll rock some things out for you and see if we can improve it and make it better, okay?
Thank you.
Awesome. You bet. So if you're standing due north, you want to have your feet about hip width apart. And it's going to pull you forward for yes and push you backwards for no. And right now, what comes through for you most, if I ask, it's like a chaos, drama, mystery, intrigue, upsets. It's more upsets than anything else. It's almost wherever you turn, you feel shot out, gun shy, and as if every decision you make could possibly be more catastrophic. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's almost like it's got you shut down. You feel fully shut down. So if you're facing due north right now, you want your feet about hip width apart, honey.
Uh-huh.
It's going to pull you forward for I feel shut down.
That's going to feel like a yes.
Yeah, it's going to feel like it's pulling you forward for a yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to release and resolve all that and disentangle and uncollapse it, take all the weakness and strong weakness out of it, surrender it all into the void now. It's going to pull you backwards when it leaves. You'll feel a wave. It's going to pull you straight back, okay? And this is, we're asking a big prayer here, and that's to get you out of drama, trauma, chaos, mystery, intrigue, upset, all this, you know, downward spiral feeling, okay?
Yes.
So that's going to help you a lot. And instead, I just want to drop in some stability. And stability is going to pull you forward. You'll feel a drift forward when it comes in. It's going to feel like a wave.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. It's going to feel like it's filling you up, too. Excuse me. There you go. And you'll feel that release. And it's going to pull you back to neutrality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's kind of like there's only one way to go but up, right? Kind of how you feel right now, and everywhere you turn, it feels very battle, like you have battle fatigue, if that makes sense. And I know it sounds harsh to hear on the radio, but that's just what they're whispering here, honey.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, if it, you know, there's an old Hee-Haw TV show song, and they're just saying, you know, gloom, despair, and agony on me.
Yeah.
So. Does that make sense? I know it sounds silly, but that's what they're whispering in my ear. So you've heard that before.
Yes.
Okay. So we want to get you out of that. It just feels like when I think of the chaos, drama, mystery, intrigue, and upset, it's more upsets than anything else.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I want to get you out of upset, and if you say, I feel upsets in every area of my life, it's going to pull you hard forward right now. You'll notice the feeling.
I feel upset in my life.
Yeah, and it's going to pull you straight forward really hard, and I'm going to release and resolve all those, disentangle them all out for you. It's going to pull you backwards when they leave. You'll feel the wave, and it's going to pull you straight
back.
It's gone.
Yeah.
All right? I know it's a big wow for people that aren't used to it.
Wow, yeah.
Okay? How's that feel?
Mm-hmm.
It feels different, right? Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
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 You see why I do what I do, because it's pretty cool. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Awesome. Fantastic. All right. Well, Shar can jump in.
Mm-hmm. I'm just taking some notes. Okay. Here's what I'm getting, dear. All this getting beaten up by all these situations has given you somewhat of a terror consciousness. It's like you're in sheer terror, like almost from the minute when you realize you're awake, it's what's going to happen to me today. Is that correct?
Accurate. Right on the dot.
Okay. All right. I'd like to remove that for you.
Please.
Okay, and while Jimmy was talking, I created a ball of energy that includes peace, love, self-love, clarity, spiritual vision, strength, emotional, mental, and spiritual strength, and excitement. I'm going to add curiosity, and that is that would be the opposite of fear. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, here it comes. Open your heart real big. Take a deep breath. I'm removing the terror. Clean some things up. You've really been suffering. This is bad.
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. It's in. Just saw a rainbow shoot out from you. So you may feel some sensations. You may feel nothing at all. You may feel warmth. While we're here, would you like the Holy Spirit to come in and he will help you with misperceptions and clarity?
Absolutely.
Here he comes. Okay, he's going to grow into your energy field so you may feel some tingling. I'm going to seal all this up. I think you'll be better if you can at least be calm and handle situations with a calm detachment. You'll go a lot farther. There's still stuff to take care of. There are details to be attended to. But if you can do it calmly, with one foot in front of the other, with faith in God, you'll come out the other side a lot less hurt and scarred by it. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
You're in Ocala. Have you been connecting with nature at all?
I actually just moved out to my sister's house for a little while to get away in Citra.
In Citra. Okay, well, get your feet on the ground, get those roots growing into the ground for groundedness and support yourself and support all the work that was done for you today. I think you're going to feel some profound changes, okay? I think you were about to ask me a question.
Yeah, am I going to lose my home?
I think it's probable. Jimmy, how does that test on your end?
You know, it's unknown right now. It's kind of, they're just showing me the balls are all in the air right now. The highest probability, yeah. I mean, you know, anything can happen tomorrow. If you hit the lottery, the answer is no, right?
Right.
So it's still
kind
of undecided. Is she going to lose her home? I get that you're not somehow. There may be a way to lease option the thing or do something different. And by the way, I did a whole presentation up there around there's even in, if you're at Citrus County, there's, you know, there's a great Unity Church there. And I did a whole presentation there last month. So, you know, get with the Unity people even on that. But right now, Tess is no. So, you know, hey, I'm praying for miracles. I'd love for you to call the show back and have something profound happen or, you know, find some other way.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah, anything
and,
we can do to help you, honey, we will.
One more thing. I've always pushed people away, but now I don't want to be alone anymore. Do you see a soulmate in my life, or is just no hope?
No, I'd stay out of no hope. There's always hope, you know. And when people say soulmate, I kind of cringe only because we might call them a soulmate, but we were in three lifetimes ago together. We might have been brother, sister, husband, wife then.
Oh,
or
right.
some relationship right. then, and it feels so familiar. We're like, oh, my God, it's got to be my soulmate. It's like, not really. You've probably been in five different lifetimes together, but that's okay, you know. So it's hugely more important. You know, I do get that, well, let's see. Let's ask. If I ask, it's about 4 months out, you have much higher probability of things going your way. So it's about 120 days out. You know, if you have to have a friend do a short sale in your house or do something creative, you may be able to get it back that way. Do some sort of a odd lease to option. You might meet someone in the process.
I'm doing that with a business partner, and he may go give me a little bit to get my business back up and running because someone embezzled from me, and it
right,
made
you,
me
you,
go
you,
in foreclosure.
So, right, so you recognize the cool part here. I didn't know that, and I'm telling you that, right?
Yes, I did.
That's see what I'm
that.
Saying? And so that's
yes, sir.
Good for you. It's almost like you got some kind of little earth angels that will be helping you out more so than you know. Okay?
There are just some hoops to jump through, and then I think you'll be okay. Mm-hmm. But everything I just put in for you, Lynn, apply
yeah.
that to your romantic life as well. I put in peace, love, self-love, clarity, strength,
okay.
curiosity.
Okay.
So as those take hold, when you make that conscious decision, okay, I'm tired of this, but I really want to step out, then you'll be able to do that more successfully, okay?
Yes, I'm very open to receive good.
Okay.
Awesome.
Keep that going, okay?
Thanks for calling.
Yeah,
too.
I appreciate it. Take good care, Lynn. You're welcome.
You too.
Oh, just helping everybody makes me feel so much better about myself.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, area code 479, bring you live on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Valerie, and I'm in Georgia.
Hi, Valerie. How can Jimmy help?
Hi. I've had a series of things happen which involve a move, trying to rebound. And Friday, went to the hospital for chest pains. Sunday, had a car accident where I was broadsided, spun around. Felt like I was divinely protected, and I'm grateful. I'm just wanting to hear from Spirit, like, what is this all about? Cause
okay. I hear you.
Okay, so first thing that comes up, you might have chest pains, but I don't get that it's heart as much as anxiety and stress and tension, and often those are anxiety, stress. It's usually tension-filled. How was it when you got checked out by the hospital?
Well, my blood pressure was elevated.
Right,
but,
from all that you've been going through, of course.
Right, so, and then I needed a breathing treatment because of my breath.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
so
but other than that, I'm just saying it wasn't a class 5 hurricane heart attack, correct?
It was not.
There you go, so thank God.
Good.
So here's the other thing
yes.
that comes through. Honestly, we're going through a full moon right now. And as those things come about, too, there are changes. And I kind of just see you huffing and puffing and racing through all these different things you got feel like you got to get done. So it's more of, instead of anxiety, stress, it's more of a tension-filled thing. And that's your number one piece we want to get rid of, okay? So if I look at a giant, you know, haystack, I'm trying to find that needle. If you want to stand up right now, you can experience it, okay? So if you stand up and face due north, sun comes up in the east, turn to the left. You want your feet about hip width apart.
Okay.
And you can just say, I feel tension filled, and it's going to pull you forward for yes.
I feel tension filled. Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to release it, resolve it, delete and erase it, and disentangle it for you, the weakness and strong weakness holding it in place. It'll pull you straight back when it leaves.
Okay.
You'll feel it in waves, and then it's going to bring you back to neutrality, okay?
Okay.
So that's really what it feels like. It feels like this underlying electrical current of you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so I get really within the next probably as early as 72 hours, things are going to smooth out for you. You aren't fully aware of, obviously, astrology and numerology and some of the things Char and I are aware of, which is this has been a full moon as well and leading up to it. And a lot of times there's Mercury retrograde and other odd occurrences that we just feel like, you know, the joke is if it weren't for bad luck, you'd have no luck at all kind of thing. So, but we're just going to release all that off of you now. And just that you were pulled backwards is going to shift and change a lot of things. And I'll let Char jump in, okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
Are you ready now, Jimmy, for me?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you needed a moment. Okay. I just want to be thorough here, Valerie. With regard to this car accident on Sunday where you were broadsided and the car spun around?
Yes.
Did anything happen recently or in the past, I don't know, 6 months to a year where a person or a situation broadsided you and really spun your life around where you had to pick a new direction?
I work in an environment where that was happening on a daily basis. So I actually moved twice last year, once to Atlanta and now I'm in Savannah, Georgia. So my life has just been upheaval because I kind of left everything behind to get out of that hostile work environment. So, yeah.
That was very courageous of you. But you have so much resentment for having to do that and resentment for the environment. That's where the accident came in, and the full moon helped you achieve that goal of getting that demonstration for what's really bothering you. Do you mind if I take out all that resentment?
No, not at all.
Okay, open your heart, take a deep breath. Let's get all that resentment towards coworkers, environment, supervisors, people who don't care, people who undermine, sabotage, people who attack Valerie. It's affecting her money and her work. That's gone. Let's see what else we got. Okay. Just taking out a few things like a little bit of low self-worth. I'd like to put energy in. I'd like to put peace, love, self-love, confidence, clarity, balance, and freedom to move forward. You can let all that past stuff go. I mean, it's a shame that you had to uproot yourself twice. But I'm going to put this in. Is there anything you would add to it, Valerie?
I'm just missing my kids and grandbabies. Yeah.
Okay. So emotional calm?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go. I need to add trust because you're beginning not to trust the way things unfold.
Not at all.
There we go. I know. I feel it. Okay. Well, that'll be restored. And put that in. Take the place of all that resentment. You're a hard worker. It wasn't fair. Nice. You want the Holy Spirit in?
Yes.
There it goes. All right, what I'm looking at now is like your higher self. I mean, look at that. Really strong. I just added a little boost of energy to your connection to your higher self to just kind of re-energize that. And then a shower of white and gold light just came down. And that, to me, is exaltation of the soul and that there's a sense of relief and that with this new environment, that connection can be stronger and you can operate from the level of the higher self rather than of fear in that defensive posture of going to a hostile environment every day, racing to get to a place where you don't want to be and then getting beaten up by people when you got to have eyes behind your head. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay.
It does.
So this way you can embrace peace and say, okay, take a deep breath, regroup, redirect, and say, what direction do I want to go in? And then you step one foot in front of the other with confidence and trust that you're now creating what you want in life. You're not the victim of circumstance, as we tell ourselves with these situations. Jimmy, anything that you want to add to that?
Oh, no, I feel good about what you brought up, too. That was a really good piece. So.
All right.
Good.
Let me just fill all that up, and you're good, okay?
I just wanted to tell you guys, two nights in a row, first night I dreamed about hiding sage. Actual sage. And then last night I dreamed about finding magic cards. So kind of interesting that I called in today. So this one is meaning tarot cards.
Well, the sage would be just cleansing. And to me, the tarot card piece is you looking for a message. So we're glad you called in.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it a lot.
Good stuff. Thank you for the call, Valerie. Take good care.
You're welcome.
Get that document from the website so you could get all the information on how to support this, and just in case you might, you know, feel a little nauseous from all that tension releasing. And it could happen. I'm not saying it will, but just in case, it's spiritualinsightsradio.com, okay?
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All
right,
dear.
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Car accidents are very telling. A lot of times, there are some people who get into a lot of fender benders, and I translate that as an anger management issue. But then when someone gets broadsided, there's an event that or a circumstance that broadsides you and really knocks you for a loop, like, what is this about? What do I do? And puts you in, casts you into that cauldron of confusion. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, and you may need to sit with it for a while just to sort things out, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Do we have time for one more, or do you need to go?
Oh, I'm good. It's up to you.
Okay. All right, then we could take one more. I didn't know if you had to rush.
You and I'd go till midnight. Yeah, no,
right?
We're good.
No doubt. Well, we do have time for one more. Area code 727. You're the lottery winner. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Well, thank you. Thank you for making that declaration. This is Kate.
Hi, Kate. How can we help you, dear?
Hey, you're in my area code, Kate. I love it.
Yes. Are you in Tampa, Clearwater?
I am.
All right.
Love it. What's going on? How can we help you?
Help me to make my alignment even more succinct. Is there any area that either of you detect where there's still any misalignment?
Well, I think it's forever changing. I think it's like barometric pressure. The storms come and go, sunshine, night, weather. If you want to stand up right now and feel the energy, I'll show it to you.
Okay.
You want to face due north, all right? You want to have your feet hip-width apart.
Okay.
And we're just going to go ahead and align you with all the best possible energy, the best possible radiance here and now. It's going to pull you straight forward. You're going to feel a real hard pull forward when I'm re-talking here. And it's
okay.
going to be like a wave. And it's going to pull you straight. And then it's going to bring you back to neutrality once it's filled you up.
Okay.
There you go. That's bound to help you. We don't always need to know every little silly thing that's wrong, you know. But I do feel like that kind of moves chakras, if you will, have different radiance. We can be sad, mad, glad, blood sugar's low, or thirsty, whatever. And so I feel like things are in a constant state of flux. You just want to always be at the center of your own universe, if that makes sense. Tapped in with God and all the rest of it. Yeah. Hi.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to take a side view of your chakras real quick, Kate, and see if there's any adjustments that can be made there. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have to go from the top down because of your connection to your higher self. Let me check out a couple things. Okay, I just put some energy into that connection. You're doing quite well, but are you pushing and trying to peek so far into the future to be prepared for what happens and call that stability or calm? Is that what you're doing?
Just for reading, I was getting almost like what are the machines where you see it go ping, 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 ping? And it lights up.
Slot machine?
I got perfect alignment.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's good. Acceptance.
Okay. All right. Well, let me just take another look. Let me get your throat chakra. Heart center, third. Good. Yeah, you are in good shape.
Thank you. Blessed.
You look good. Uh-huh. So, yeah, just be in the moment and do all that good be here now stuff, and you'll be fine. I do get a feeling that almost like you're leaning forward and kind of pushing into the future a little more quickly than is necessary. Does that make sense?
It does. I'll keep being in the moment fresh.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks almost like you're leading with your head, like a bull would lean forward.
Right.
And when you're in alignment, you want to have that posture be all lined up under your higher self, not your head sticking out trying to get into it the next day before that day arrives. It has to arrive like it's on a treadmill. And then you walk in pace with that treadmill and breathe in the moment and be okay with everything. And I think you're doing great.
Thank you so much. Love the
you're
confirmation.
Welcome.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
good
thanks
stuff.
For calling.
Yeah, we appreciate the call. And hope to talk to you again sometime. Okay, Kate?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Thank you to all our callers today who had such interesting and delicate situations that needed to be worked on, and thank you for trusting us to help you with it. Jimmy's website again is jimmymackhealing.com. If you'd like a full session, go get your free goodies by just sending him an email to say hello or anything else, and check out his products and services. And you have a new book out. What's the name of the new book again?
I do. There's a lot of different things out right now, and there's an audio with that. It's even me reading the book to people. There's also a audio MP3 called The Crossroads, which is for folks that are at the crossroads of life or making decisions. But the name of the new book is Spiritual Healing Techniques. So it's a short read, but it answers a lot of about what I do with my liquid fish. So lots
sounds
going
great.
On. It's all good. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on the call. It's always fun. You know, we want to help and contribute to any and everybody that we can. Anybody just even shoots me a quick email, we're going to send them a whole bunch of free stuff. It's info@jimmymackhealing.com. And thanks for having me on, Char.
Anytime. Well, you're on the schedule. You're
I
on
love
right
it.
Now.
Hey,
yes, Jimmy appears twice per month on the
though.
Show.
I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. For anyone who's new to the show, Jimmy appears twice each month on the first and third Wednesday of each month. We rescheduled this time so that he could spend time with family. But if you enjoyed this segment, please visit spiritualinsightsradio.com, especially if you would like a full heart clearing session or chakra realignment and restoration of those chakras. Okay, Jimmy, I will talk to you soon. Have a great time.
Thank you. And thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Your time too, Char. We appreciate you contributing to everyone.
Appreciate it. Thank you for that. All right, Jimmy. All right, everyone, that's our show for today. Until next time, God bless and be at peace.
I'm Alexander Hamilton, founding father and notorious rib man. At TGI Fridays, get a full rack of ribs for just $10. That's one Hamilton, me, for a full rack of Jack Daniel's or Friday's signature barbecue ribs. Who invented the half rack of ribs anyway? The half-wit?
Hurry in for a full rack of ribs or our $10 summer grill entrees. Valid on select items for a limited time. Only at participating locations. Dine-in only. Price does not include tax or gratuity. Not valid with any other offer.